My name is Reinhard Bonnke.
Ich bin Hart Bonnke.
And I'm an evangelist preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world.
Abi seorang penginjil anu ngawulang Injil Yesus Kristus di sakuliah dunia.
I have a burning desire to see our generation one for Jesus Christ.
Abi hoyong pisan ningali generasi ieu dikenginkeun kanggo Yesus Kristus.
The Lord has said, in the last days I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Gusti parantos ngadawuh, engke beres kajadian yen kami beres ngucurkeun roh kami ka sakabeh jelema.
You and I, we are part of God's plan to save this world, our generation.
Abi sareng saderek, urang teh bagian tina rencana Gusti kanggo nyalametkeun dunya ieu generasi urang.
I have seen God's power move and shake all nations.
Abi parantos ningali kawasa Gusti gerak sareng ngagoncangkeun sarea bangsa.
I've seen how Satan's power was utterly broken.
Oke parantos ningali kawasa iblis dielehkeun.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation.
Injil Yesus Kristus teh kawasa Gusti kana kasalametan.
The creation of the world cost God nothing.
Nyiptakeun dunya henteu sesah kangge Gusti.
He spoke and it was there.
Anjeunna ngadawuh teras aya.
But the creation of the gospel cost him everything.
Nanging nyiptakeun Injil nyuhunkeun sagala nati anjeunna.
It cost his only begotten son.
Pangaosna nyaeta putra anu tunggal.
He emptied heaven for our sakes.
Ngantunkeun sawarga demi urang.
Jesus saves.
Yesus nyelametkeun.
The burden on my heart here right now is
beban dina manah abdi ayeuna nya eta
for the Holy Spirit to touch your heart wherever you are.
Supaya Roh Suci ngajamah mana saderek di mana bae saderek ayana.
So that you become a tool for power evangelism in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jantan sarana kanggo kawasa penginjilan di lebet nami Yesus Kristus.
I want to start with the Great Commission once again.
Abdi hoyong ngawitan ti amanat agung.
Mark 16 verse 15.
Markus 16 ayat 15.
I read from Mark 16 verse 15.
Abdi ngaos tina Markus 16 ayat 15.
And Jesus said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Satrasna anjeunna ngadawuh, maraneh ku kami rek diutus, jug-jug sakuliah dunya embar ke Injil ka umat sakumna.
And then I want to turn with you to Luke chapter 17 verses 5 and 6.
Teras abi ningali tina Lukas pasal 17 ayat 5 dugi ka 6.
I want to share with you how you can make yourself available for the power of the Holy Spirit.
Abdi hoyong ngabagikeun ka saderek kumaha saderek tiasa ngadamel diri saderek kanggo kawasa Roh Suci.
And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
Rasul-rasul mihatur, Gusti pasian abdi-abdi iman kapercayaan. Walar Gusti, umpamaneh boga kapercayaan najan ngan sekede siki sasawi, tentu bakal bisa marentah ka ieu tangkal kondang, maneh sing karabut tului melak maneh di laut tangtu nurut.
The apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith.
Para murid nyuhunkeun Yesus nambihan iman ka aranjeunna.
Now if we would believe very many sermons on this subject, we would think that Jesus did it, but he did not.
Ayeuna umpami urang percanten ngeunaan seueurna khutbah Yesus ngeunaan poko ieu, urang beres ngimut yen Yesus nambihkeun iman ka aranjeunna nanging teu kitu.
That faith is not a matter of size.
Yesus ngajelaskan yang iman sanes masalah ukuran.
They asked for an increase of faith, and Jesus then in reply spoke about a mustard seed.
Aranjena nyuhunkeun kanggo ningkatkeun iman, teras Yesus ngawaler ngeunaan siki sasawi.
He said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
Waler Yesus umpami marane boga kapercayaan najan ngan segede siki sasawi, tangtu bakal bisa marintah ka ieu tangkal, maneh sing karaput tuli melak maneh di laut tangtu nurut.
So faith is not a matter of size.
Nyenten iman sanes masalah ukuran.
We cannot measure faith as little as we can weigh music.
Orang tetiasa ngukur iman sami sareng nimbang musik.
Music cannot be weighed. Weighing is the wrong word.
Gamelan tetiasa ditimbang. Nimbang teh kecap nulepat.
And faith cannot be measured. The word size is the wrong word.
Iman tetiasa diukur. Kecap nulepat.
Yet the Bible speaks about the proportion of faith.
Nanging Alkitab nyarios ngenaan proporsi iman.
In Romans chapter 12 verse 6, we read about the proportion of faith.
Dina Roma pasal 12 ayat kagenep, orang ngaos ngenaan proporsi iman.
That is, our faith is proportionate to the demand made upon it.
Kumaha kitu iman urang kedah saimbang sareng tuntutan nu dipasihkeun.
Faith is not measured, but the faith task.
Iman henteun diukur. Neng iman nugaskeun.
In Matthew 17 verse 20 we read about the moving of mountains.
Matius 17 ayat 20 orang ngaos ngenaan iman nu ngalihkeun gunung.
And many Christians have tried to move mountains by faith.
Sareng seueur orang Kristen nu parantos nyobi ngalihkeun gunung
well,
ku iman.
I believe that when God created the world, He created the landscape in the way He actually wanted it to be.
Mohon, abdi percantan yang waktos Gusti nyiptakeun dunya, anjeunna nyiptakeun daratan sapertos nu leres-leres nu dipikahoyongna.
And we are not really called upon every generation of believers to change the landscape in this world.
Urang sama sekali henteu kasaur setiap generasi jalmi percantan kanggo ngaropih daratan dunya ieu.
A few months ago I was in Holland preaching in Amsterdam.
Sabara sasi kalangkung abdi aya di Walanda sareng khotbah di Amsterdam.
And the judge said to me, our country is so flat, you can look 2 weeks into the future here.
Urang Walanda nyeros ka abdi, nagara abdi terata pisan dugi ka sadayak tiasa ningali tebih ka payun.
Now imagine a Dutch faith hero would believe the Rocky Mountains away from here.
Ayeuna bayangkeun seorang pahlawan iman Walanda baris persanten yen Gunung Rocky nu tepih di dieu.
And transplant them from one country to another.
Cara ngalihkeunana ti hiji nagri ka nagri sanesna.
Jesus didn't do something like that. The apostles didn't do something like that.
Yesus henteu ngalakukeun hal sapertos kitu sareng para murid henteu ngalakukeun hal sapertos kitu. Eta teu aya dina imutan Gusti.
We are moving the mountains which unbelief and which Satan have created.
Orang ngalihkeun gunung kata percantenan nu parantos diciptakeun iblis.
This is really what is meant.
Eta maksud nu
saresna. Now let me come to my first point.
Kayana hayu urang ngabahas pokok abdi nu kahiji.
When the disciples asked for an enlargement of faith,
waktos para murid nyuhunkeun ditambihan iman,
Jesus spoke about the mustard seed.
Yesus nyarios ngenaan siki sasawi.
And all of a sudden I saw something I had never seen before.
Ngaradak abi ningali anu teu acan kantos ku abi katingali.
In these days of technology, Jesus might have said, if you have got faith like a thin fuse wire.
Dina canggihna teknologi ayeuna, Yesus panginten ngadawuh, mun anjeun ngabogaan iman saperti kabel sekring nu ipis,
the full voltage power of God would flow to you.
Sakabeh daya kawasa Gusti baris ngalir ka anjen.
The full mains voltage of God would come to us.
Sadaya daya kawasa Gusti baris dongkap ka urang.
Yes, our faith is just a fuse.
Leres iman urang mung hiji kabel.
Bridging a circuit.
Nu nancep dina sirkuit.
So that the power of God can flow into and through us.
Supados kawasa Gusti tiasa ngalir kalebet sareng ngalangkungan urang.
This is very important to know.
Ya teh penting pisan urang terang.
Let me say something about the fuse as such.
Abdi hayang ngajelaskeun ngeunaan kabel.
It is very, very important. I'm being told that a fuse has got very low resistance.
Ya peryogi-peryogi pisan abdi dipasian terang yen kabel teh gaduh resistensi nu handap pisan.
Therefore, a fuse wire, I understand, is something like a silver wire.
Kumargi kitu kabel listrik numutkeun abdi nyaeta sapertos kabel perak.
Silver is a wonderful conductor and it has low resistance.
Perak teh konduktor nu luar biasa sareng gaduhan resistensi handap.
And when it comes to faith, it's the same.
Sareng umpami dikaitkan sareng iman hal eta
lumaku. The resistance, the lower the obedience.
Langkung luhur resistensi, langkung handap kataatan.
And the lower the resistance, the higher the obedience to the word of God.
Sareng langkung handap resistensi, langkung luhur kataatan ka pangandika Gusti.
The voltage power of God never blows our fuse, but our unbelief blows our fuse.
Kakiatan kawasa Gusti henteu kantos ngancurkeun kabel urang, nanging henteu percanten urang nu ngaresakna.
Amen.
Amin.
You see, all these impurities, these resistances need to be refined in the refiner's fire.
Sarek tinggal, urang ngagaduhan sadaya anu cemar. Resistensi ieu anu cemar anu priyogi dimurnikeun ku seuneu.
Have faith in God.
Kaduhan iman dilebet
Our
Gusti.
Our faith is the fuse.
Iman urang teh kabel.
And the power of God arrives.
Sareng kawasa Gusti teh dialirkeun.
We will pass it on to a lost world.
Urang baris ngalirkeunana ka dunya anu ical.
I think here is a big problem area.
Imutan abdi di dieu aya daerah masalah nu ageung.
Many people have got problems when it comes to believing the word of God.
Saur jalmi ngagaduhan masalah waktu dipayunkeun kana percantenan pangandikan Gusti.
Because people question. Yes, it is written, but does God really mean it?
Kumarki manusa nanaroskeun ngaragukeun muhun leres eta diserat nanging naha Gusti leres-leres kagungan maksud kitu.
Faith is a decision.
Iman teh hiji putusan.
I will to believe.
Abdi bade ngapercantenana.
I decide to believe.
Abdi mutuskeun kanggo percanten.
It is a decision.
Eta hiji putusan.
And when it comes to the word of God.
Sareng waktu semayunan pangadilan Gusti.
It is a solid foundation.
Eta dasar nu teguh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just a few days ago something struck me that I have never seen before.
Mangsa babara dinten kapengger aya nu matak kaget ka abdi di mana hal eta henteu kantos ditingali sadayana.
In the Old Testament the prophets came and said, thus says the Lord.
Sarek terang dina perjanjian lami nabi-nabi aya sareng nyarios, kieu pangandika Gusti.
And when they said, thus saith the Lord.
Sareng waktos aranjeunna nyarios, kieu pangandika Gusti.
Everybody listened.
Sareng jalmi merhatoskeun.
God was speaking.
Gusti nuju ngadawuh.
The Lord was speaking through the prophets.
Gusti ngadawuh ngalangkungan para nabi.
Now we enter the New Testament.
Ayeuna urang lebet kana perjanjian enggal.
Jesus appears on the scene.
Yesus muncul dina hiji adegan.
Jesus never said, thus says the Lord.
Yesus teu kantos ngadawuh, kieu pangandika Gusti.
Why not?
Kunaon henteu?
Because he was the Lord, the Old Testament prophets quoted.
Kumargi anjeunna Gusti nu disalin para nabi perjanjian lami.
When Jesus spoke, he spoke like this.
Waktu Yesus ngadawuh, anjeunna ngadawuh sapertos kieu.
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
Saestuna kami ngomong ka maneh.
He said,
Anjenengan dawuh.
Moses says, but I say to you.
Musa ngomong, nanging kami nyarita kamane.
He said, you say, but I say.
Anjenengan dawuh, anjenengan nyarios, nanging kami ngadawuh.
God's word is final.
Dawuhan Gusti nu paling akhir.
Jesus is the word of God.
Yesus teh pangandika Gusti.
And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us.
Pangandika teh janten daging sareng aya di antawis urang.
The written word brings the living word.
Pangandika anu diserat aya dina pangandika anu hirup.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God.
Kaduhan iman dilebet Gusti.
Let's trust the Lord.
Hayo urang percanten ka Gusti.
Let's believe His word.
Percanten ka pangandikana.
And our faith fuse will function.
Kapal urang pasti aya fungsina.
The current of God will come.
Arus listrik Gusti baris dongkap.
And we will be able to be a conductor for the world.
Sareng urang baris mampu janten konduktor kanggo pangandikana.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
You know we don't believe with our brains.
Sare terang urang henteu percanten ku utek urang.
When God gave us a brain, He didn't give us the brain so that we could believe.
Waktos Gusti masihan urang utek anjeunna henteu masihan supados urang percanten.
The brain is our doubt box.
Utek teh kotak karaguan urang.
It's our doubt box.
Eta kotak karaguan urang.
And the heart is our faith box.
Mana kotak iman.
Because Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10 say the following.
Roma pasal 10 ayat 8 sareng 10 nyereskeun kieu.
There we read Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
Biasa henteu ngaos Roma 10 ayat 8.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Sabab umpama biwir ngaku yen Yesus teh Gustining Gusti, tur percaya yen anjenaku Allah geus digugahkeun tina maot tan wande urang ginanjar salamet.
For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation.
Kapan percaya teh ku hate ngalantarankeun urang diangkeun bener, ari ngaku teh ku bibir anu ngalantarankeun urang salamet.
Asks the questions, our heart believes.
Imutan urang ngajukeun patarosan, manah urang percanten.
Jesus never used the words maybe, perhaps, possibly.
Yesus henteu kantos ngagunakeun kecap panginten. Tiasa janten, manawi.
He used no question marks, he only used exclamation marks.
Anjeunna henteu ngagunakeun tanda tanya, mung ngangge tanda seru.
I always think that the Bible is the constitution of the kingdom of God.
Abdi osok ngemut yen Alkitab teh konstitusi kerajaan Allah.
It is not the Christian opinion.
Eta sanes pendapat Kristen.
It is the eternal word of God.
Ieu panganika Gusti nu langgeng.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there's nothing, you know, no president and no parliament can change the constitution of the kingdom of God.
Sareng taya hiji oge, teu aya nu presiden, sareng taya oge parlemen nu tiasa ngarubih konstitusi kerajaan Allah.
Take it or leave it, God's word will endure forever.
Tapi hal eta tanapi kantunkeun pangandika Gusti baris tetep aya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
I never forget one day I was challenged by a high school boy.
Abdi moal hilap hiji dinten waktos abdi ditantang ku saurang pelajar SMA.
About 17 years old.
Sekitar 17 tahun.
That's what he told me.
Eta nu dicarioskeun ka abdi.
He said, preacher, you preach from a book that's 2000 years old.
Saurna, Pak, Bapak khutbah ti hiji kitab anu nyuswana 2000 tahun.
I didn't tell him that it was much older.
Abdi henteu nyaros ka anjeunna yen saleresna langkung sa sepuh ti eta.
He said, I'm 17.
Saurna deui yuswa abdi 17 tahun.
He said, I don't want to live by the rules of a book that is ancient.
Abi alim hirup sareng peraturan ti kitab kuno, saurna teh.
He said, I belong to the now generation. I want to be modern.
Abi milik generasi ayeuna, abdi hoyong janten modern.
He said, this book is not for me.
Kitab ieu sareng kanggo abdi.
It is too old.
Eta parantos sepuh teuing.
You know that moment something happened to me.
Sareng terang yen kajanten ka diri abdi.
It was in the middle of the day.
Kajantanana siang.
I said, young man.
Abdi ngawaler. Hai, budak ngora.
Look up.
Tangah.
Look at the sun.
Tingali panon poe.
I said the sun is much older than 2000 years.
Orang pe langkung sepuh tibatan 2000 tahun.
I said yet I never heard anybody say I am cold because the sun is old.
Nang api ta ajan kantos ngatangu sa urang uge anu nyarios api katerisan kumarki panon poe parantos kolot.
The sun is old but hot.
Panon poe teh tos kolot nanging panas.
And the Bible is old but powerful.
Alkitab memang parantos sepuh nanging kawasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our faith is founded on the word of God.
Iman urang dumasar kana pangandika Gusti.
If you are cold and if there is no current in your life,
umpami saderek tiis sareng teu aya arus listrik dina hirup saderek,
check your fuse.
Parios kabel saderek.
Don't confuse, check your fuse.
Sekedah bingung, parios kabel saderek.
And the current of the power of God will come.
Arus listrik kawasa Gusti baris dongkap.
And darkness will turn to light.
Poek baris janten caang.
And coldness into warmth.
Darina tiris janten hanet.
God's word abides forever.
Pangandika Gusti baris tetap salamina.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, so far I spoke to you about the fuse.
Mohon abdi parantos nyeros seueur ngangkat.
I want to tell you something about the source.
Abdi hoyong nyarios ngenaan sumber.
Because this is to the source, the generator.
Kumargi teh bebeneran, sumber teh generator.
I don't know what you said. Okay, let me start again.
Mangga abdi bade ngawitan deui.
I spoke about the fuse. Now I'm going to talk to you about the source.
Binyarios kasaderek ngenaan kabel, ayeuna abdi bade ngabahas ngenaan sumber.
Listen.
Perhatoskeun.
Our faith is only the fuse.
Iman urang mung kabel.
I want to say with this that I and you, wherever you are, we do not generate the power.
Abdi hayang nyareos yen abdi sapertos saderek di mana bae saderek aya urang henteu ngahasilkeun kawasa.
We are generators.
Urang sanes generator.
We are just fuses if you wish.
Urang mung kapal mami eta harepan saderek.
We are never the source.
Urang henteu kantos janten sumber.
We are always the channels.
Mung janten saluran.
I repeat.
Abdi malikan deui.
We are never the source.
Urang tekantos janten sumber.
We are always the channel.
Mung janten saluran.
You know I spoke about this somewhere else.
Sarek terang abi nyarios ieu di hiji tempat sanes.
We are never the source, we are always the channels.
Sorabi urang tekantos janten sumber mung janten saluran.
And my interpreter said we are never the source, we are always the camels.
Penterjemah abi nyarios urang tekantos janten sumber urang pasti janten unta.
I was so baffled.
Abi kaget pisan.
I looked at him. I said, maybe you are right.
Abi ningali ka anjeunna teras nyaros. Panggitan sarek leres.
But seriously.
Nanging leres.
I repeat.
Abdi malikan deui.
We are not called upon to generate the power ourselves.
Urang henteu disaur kanggo ngahasilkeun kawasa ti diri nyalira.
I am a great believer in prayer and intercession, but prayer doesn't generate power.
Abdi percanten pisan dina panedah sareng syafaat nanging panedah henteu ngahasilkeun kawasa.
We receive the power from him.
Urang nampi kawasa ti mantenna.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Namina Yesus Kristus.
And John chapter 1 verse 16 says the following.
Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 16 unggalna kieu.
It is worth the while to turn to it and read it.
Langkung sae kanggo ningalina sakedap sareng ngaosna.
John 1:16, and out of his fullness we have all received and grace for grace.
Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 16 ku kajembaran manahna urang sarerea geus kasendehan si kurnia anu taya wates wangenna.
God has a twin power station.
Gusti ngagaduhan dua pembangkit kawasa nu kembar.
One is Calvary and the other one is the resurrection.
Hiji di Kalvari nu sanes gugahna.
These are the twin generators.
Ia dua generator kembar.
The word of God are the power lines.
Panganika Gusti teh saluran kawasa urang.
Your faith and my faith is the fuse.
Iman saderek sareng abdi teh kabelna.
And then something wonderful happens wherever we are and wherever we go.
Katerasna nu luar biasa kajantenan di mana bae urang aya sareng ka mana bae urang angkat.
The world lights up around us.
Dunia urang disabudereun urang.
The power of God is real.
Kawasa Gusti nya eta.
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes.
Injil teh kawasa Gusti dina kasalametan satiap jalmi percanten.
Somebody came to me and said, Reinhard, the main thing is that we are switched on.
Sababaraha jalmi dongkap sareng nyarios ka abdi, rehat. Hal utami nyaeta yen urang hurung.
And repeat it. The main thing is we are switched on. The main thing is we are switched on.
Hal utami nyaeta urang hurung. Hal nupang utamina urang hurung.
Then I said, wait a minute. That is not true.
Terus sapi nyarios antosan eta teh teu leres.
The main thing is not that we are switched on. The main thing is that we are plugged in.
Hal utami sanes urang hurung. Hal utami nyaeta urang nyambung.
Because all switching will not help.
Umarki sadaya tombol moal nulungan.
Some people switch until their fingers bleed.
Sababaraha urang muter tombol dugi ka ramona getihan.
And it will not help.
Eta moal nulungan.
Unless we are connected with the source.
Kecuali umpami urang nyambung sareng sumber.
Connected with God's power plan.
Nyambung sareng pembangkit kawasa Gusti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamuliaan kang Gusti.
Out of his fullness.
Dina kapinuhanna.
We receive.
Urang nampi.
And receive.
Sareng nampi.
And receive.
Sareng nampi.
And then we give and give and give again.
Satrasna urang masihan, sareng masihan, oke masihan deui.
Power conductors.
Urang mung ngelola kawasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamuliaan kanggo Gusti.
Now I want to turn to an Old Testament scripture and really come to that what's on my heart.
Ayana abdi hoyong ngaos perjanjian lami sareng perhatoskeun naon nu aya dina manah abdi.
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Yehezkiel pasal 22 ayat 30.
Let us read Ezekiel 22:30.
Ayo urang ngaos Yehezkiel 22 ayat 30.
So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one.
Kami kerneangan jelema anu pibisaeun ngadeukeun atawa anu baris pisa tagen dilepah kuta anu geus runtuh ngabere eta tanah. Dina waktuna amalah kami rek ngarempuk, tapi teu manggih saurang-urang acan.
God says here with a heart that aches, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, and I found no one.
Gusti ngadawuh di dieu dina manah nu nyeri, kami keur neangan jelema anu bisa ngadegkeun atau anu baris bisa tagen di lebah kuta. Tapi temanggi
well,
seorang orang acan. Tapi gaduh warta saya kang usaterek.
Ezekiel wrote this verse.
Waktu si Ezekiel nyarat ieu.
God has found one man.
Gusti parantos mendakan hiji jalmi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And his name is Jesus.
Naminanya eta Yesus.
Jesus is the man whom God found.
Yesus teh jalmi nu kapendak ku Gusti.
He was worthy and he was capable to stand in the gap for the whole world.
Anjeunna layak sareng sanggem ngadeg nyambungkeun bedana kanggo dunya.
It was Jesus who spread out his arms on the cross of Calvary.
Yesus nu kersa disalib di Kalvari.
It was Jesus who bridged that gap.
Yesus nyaeta nu janten sasakna.
Jesus is that bridge. Jesus is that fuse. Jesus is the way that leads us to the Father.
Yesus teh sasakna, Yesus teh kabelna, Yesus teh numimpin urang ka Rama.
Jesus is the one.
Yesus teh hiji-hijina.
Glory to God.
Kamulyakan ku Gusti.
But in another sense, I am sure.
Nanging dina arti anu sanes, abi yakin.
God is still looking for a man.
Gusti masih milarian pamotet sareng istri.
Here tonight, God is looking for a man wherever you are.
Wengi ya Gusti milarian saurang jalmi di mana bae saderek ayana.
In China.
China.
In India.
Di India.
In Mexico City.
In Mexico.
In Europe.
Di Eropa.
In Africa.
Di Afrika.
God is looking for a man and a woman.
Gusti milarian saurang pameket sareng istri.
Who are willing to stand in the gap.
Nu saeyoki janten sasak.
So that the circuit can be closed and the power of God can flow.
Supados aliran listrik eta tetiasa ditutupan sareng kawasa Gusti tiasa ngalir.
Somebody who is willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I want to be your servant."
Salah saurang nu saeyoki nyarios. Sumuhun Gusti, abi kersa janten bareng Gusti.
I want to preach the gospel.
Abi kersa nguarkeun Injil.
I want to be a power conductor for evangelism.
Janten konduktor kawasa kanggo penginjilan.
I want to receive out of your fullness and pass it on to others.
Nampi kapinuan Gusti sareng adukikeun ka jalmi sanes.
I want to be a fuse for God.
Abi kersa janten kabel kanggo Gusti.
My surroundings to change.
Abdi kersa sabudeureun abdi robih.
And then something fantastic is happening.
Katresna aya fantastis nu kajantenan.
All of a sudden the light will go on.
Ngadadak aya caang.
The power of God will arrive.
Kawasa Gusti baris tungkap.
Signs and wonders will happen.
Tanda-tanda sareng mujizat baris kajantenan.
Jesus is the same today.
Yesus masih keneh sami sareng ayeuna.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kanggo Gusti.
This can happen on a great scale.
Ya tiasa kajantenan dina ukuran ageung.
I just come back from India.
Abdi nembe pisan mulih di India.
I preached there to 340,000 people.
Khotbah di payunan 340,000 jalmi.
The power of God shook that place.
Kawasa Gusti ngagoyang tempat eta.
But this can happen on a very small scale.
Nang eta tiasa kajantenan dina ukuran nu langkung alit.
In your family and in your home.
Dina kulawarga saderek sareng bumi saderek.
It can happen, it will happen wherever we go.
Alit abaris kajantenan sareng kajantenan di mana bae saderek ayana.
Last month I needed a haircut.
Sasih kapengker api peryoki di paras rambut.
And I passed a beautiful hairdresser saloon.
Abdi ngalangkungan hiji salon usai teras ngemut.
I thought I'm going in here for a haircut.
Abdi bade lebet teras di paras.
There were two ladies there.
Jadinya aya dua istri.
I sat on the chair.
Abdi calik dina kursi.
The lady who attended to me said, "Are you a businessman?"
Istri nu marhatoskeun abdi tumaros, "Bapak pangusaha?"
I said, "Madam, I'm a man of God."
Abdi ngawaler, "Ibu, abdi pandita."
And we already had arrived at Jesus.
Urang parantos dugi ka Yesus.
Now God is my witness.
Ayeuna Gusti saksi abdi.
20 minutes later, those two ladies knelt in my cut off hair receiving Jesus as their savior.
Saparantos 20 menit, dua istri eta sujud dina tumpukan rambut abdi dina tehel. Nampi Yesus salaku juru selamat pribadi.
Oh, my heart was rejoicing. I paid double price, but I was happy.
Duh, mana hati bingah pisan. Hati mayar dua kali harga nu saleresna nanging mana
when
hati
bingah. When I left the hair, the dresser saloon.
Waktu abdi ngantunkeun salon eta.
I saw the vice president of our ministry.
Abdi ningali wakil ketua tina pelayanan abdi.
I said to him, "Peter, I discern your hair is also long."
Saur abdi, "Peter, numutkeun abdi rambut anjeun panjang oge."
Go for a haircut and do the follow up.
Angkat paras rambut, bimbing dua istri eta.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
A fuse for Jesus Christ.
Hiji kapel kanggo Yesus Kristus.
Just a fuse, that's all my qualification.
Mung kabel, mung eta kualifikasi abdi.
I'm not the generator.
Abdi sanes generator.
I am not wonderful.
Oke, henteu luar biasa.
But Jesus is wonderful.
Nanging Yesus luar biasa.
He is our source.
Anjeuna sumber urang.
I met people, they said to me, "I have no charisma."
Abdi parantos pendaksa jalmi-jalmi nu nyarios ka abdi yen abdi teu kagungan wibawa. Abi henteng ngagaduhan kurni.
Well, if you have no natural charisma.
Sora abi, saya umpami sadar kagungan karisma alami.
This is fantastic.
Eta fantastis.
Because then you qualify for the charismata. Charismata.
Kumar ki sadar pantas kanggo gaduh karisma.
Because out of his fullness we receive.
Kenapa pinuhana orang nampi.
In the name of Jesus I challenge everybody.
Dalam nama Yesus. Tang-tang sadaya jalmi.
You don't need to be a big man to be used by God.
Sareng teka da janten saurang nu berpengaruh sapada si angku ku Gusti.
Let's not brag with our big and great faith anyway.
Ulaka seret ku iman nu luar biasa sareng ageng.
Jesus is here to call us.
Yesus dia kanggo nyaur urang.
He says, whom shall I send and who will go for us?
Dawuhna sahanu baris diutus sareng sahanu baris indika pikir kami.
Available so that God can use us.
Urang kadang ngadamel diri urang sayuki di angku ku Gusti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was in Africa.
Abi aya di Afrika.
In the middle of a crusade.
Di tengah-tengah kebangunan rohani.
And then I thought by myself, let me read for a change the portions of scripture which I haven't read in a block for quite some time.
Terus nabi ngemut, sawias api ngaos kanggo hiji parobihan bagian panganan Gusti nu parantos lami henteu di aos
abi. So I turned, you may guess it, I turned to 1 Chronicles. Chapter 1.
Dan tapi ningali bagian eta di muka hiji babat pasal hiji sareng abdi terang.
Chronicles chapter 1, the first 9 chapters of that book are genealogies.
Hiji babat pasal hiji genep kitab tina eta nya eta silsilah.
Starting with Adam.
Kawitan ti Adam.
Who begat whom?
Ngalahirkeun saha?
And the names are also unpronounceable.
Sareng nami-nami eta susah diucapkeunana.
And I thought by myself, now who can get a blessing out of this?
Rasabi ngimut, ayana sahanu tiasa nampi berkah di silsilah eta.
I forced myself to read on.
Dimaksa diri abdi kanggo teras ngaos.
And then I stopped again and said, this reads like a telephone directory.
Rasabi liren dei sareng nyarios, awasan ia sapertos pitunjuk telepon.
Now who would read a telephone directory for pleasure during his holiday?
Sanu kersan ngaos pitunjuk telepon kanggo hal nu nyenangkeun salami liburan.
And you know all of a sudden the presence of God moved into that room.
Sareng sadarek terang ngadadak hadirat Gusti gerak di lebet ruangan eta.
Something I had never sensed before.
Abdi ngaraoskeun nu henteu kantos ku abdi diraoskeun satacanana.
All of a sudden I understood that somebody was interested in all these names.
Ngadadak sapertos ramu Gusti nu nunjukkeun ayat ka ayat.
All of a sudden it was to me as if the finger of God was going from verse to verse.
Ngadadak abdi ngartos aya saurang anu katarik kusadaya nami-nami eta.
When Jesus spoke about the finger of God, he spoke about the Holy Spirit.
Waktu Yesus ngandika ngenaan ramu Gusti anjeunna ngadawuh ngenaan Roh Suci.
And the finger of God was now going from name to name.
Ayeuna ramu Gusti gerak ti hiji nami ka nami sanesna.
Right through the whole book.
Di sadaya kitab eta.
Into 2 Chronicles.
Nepi ka babat kadua.
Through the whole Old Testament.
Nugi ka sadaya perjanjian lami.
Jumping into the New Testament.
Loncat ka perjanjian enggal.
The finger of God untiring.
Ramo Gusti teu kena ku capek.
Touching every name, every human being.
Ngajama setiap nami, setiap manusia.
Trying to touch them.
Usaha ngajama aranjeuna.
Trying to touch them.
Usaha ngajama aranjeuna.
And it was to me as if the finger of God jumped out of the book of Revelation.
Tudai sareng abdi saparantos naramu Gusti luncat kaluar ti Wahyu.
Into our very time.
Dina waktos urang ayeuna.
And I say here with a sense of reality.
Abdi nyarios dieu ku sakasadaran pinuh.
The finger of God is here right now.
Ramu Gusti aya di dieu ayeuna.
And he is going from person to person.
Anjeuna baris gerak ti saurang kanu sanesna.
And he is coming to you wherever you watch me now.
Anjeuna nyaketan saderek di mana bae saderek nyaksian abdi.
The Holy Spirit is touching your heart.
Roh Suci nuju ngajamah mana saderek.
Why is he doing it?
Kunaon anjeuna ngalakukeun eta?
What is his purpose?
Naon maksudna?
It's very simple.
Sederhana pisan.
I'm sure.
Abdi yakin.
That he is trying to find men and women, boys and girls who are willing to be involved in his eternal plans and purposes.
Yenanyenanyo pian mendakan pamekecareng istri, putra pamekecareng istri nusayo kingiring andil dina rancangan sareng tujuan langgengna.
So many people are running after perishable treasures.
Jeur pisan jalmi nu ngudak kakayaan.
But God wants to draw our attention to the things that do not pass away.
Nanging Gusti hoyong narik perhatosan urang ka perkara-perkara nu langgeng.
Let's build God's eternal kingdom by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hayu urang ngawangun kerajaan Gusti nu langgeng ku ngadugikeun Injil Yesus.
Let's preach it.
Hayu ngawartakeunana.
Jesus will perform it.
Yesus bade minton kenana.
We just close the circuit.
Urang mung nutup saluran eta.
And his power will begin to flow.
Sareng kawasa baris ngawitan ngalir.
Lives will be changed.
Hirup baris sirobi.
People will be saved.
Jami bade diselametkeun.
The sick will be healed.
Nu tadamang baris sehat.
The finger of God is
here. Ramo Gusti aya di dieu.
The finger of God is
here. Ramo Gusti aya di dieu.
The Holy Spirit is speaking.
Roh Suci nuju nyarios.
We must give an answer to him.
Urang gramasian waleran ka anjeunna.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kang Gusti.
Somebody said to me,
salah saurang nyarios ka abdi,
if I would have a call like Isaiah had,
bami abdi kenging panyaur sapertos Yesaya,
I would also serve the Lord.
Abdi bade ngalayanan Gusti oge.
I thought about that a lot.
Abdi seueur ngemutan hal eta.
And I went back to Isaiah chapter 6.
Urang malikan ka Yesaya pasal 6.
And I read it again and again and again, and I saw something I had never seen before.
Rasa tingaus deui, deui sareng deui, sareng abdi ningali anu teu acan kantos ku abdi terang.
Isaiah had no direct call from God.
Yesaya henteu kenging panyaur langsung.
Isaiah was in prayer.
Yesaya nuju naneda.
And he overheard a conversation in heaven between one person of the Trinity and another.
Sakolebatan anjeunna ngadangu nu ngobrol di sawarga antara hiji pribadi Tritunggal sareng nu sanesna.
He just overheard a conversation.
Anjeunna mau ngadangu obrolan salintas.
And the question that was asked in heaven was this one.
Sang patarosan nu diajengkeun di sawarga nyaeta,
whom shall I send and who will go for us?
Saha nu baris diutus sareng saha nu daek init pikeun kami.
And young Isaiah heard it on earth.
Waktu Yesaya masih anam ngadangu ieu di dunya.
He was like electrified.
Anjeunna sapertos kasetrum.
It was as if the finger of God had touched him.
Sapertosna ramo Gusti parantos ngajam anjeunna.
He jumped to his feet.
Anjeunna loncat ngadeg.
He may have thrown up his arms.
Panginten bari ngangkat pananganna.
He may have cried unto tears to heaven.
Bari ngajerit sareng nangis ka sawarga.
Here am I.
Ieu abdi.
Send me.
Utus abdi.
Lord, if you need anybody.
Gusti umpami anjeun periyok di salah saurang.
I volunteer.
Abdi sayogi.
I want to go.
Abdi bade angkat.
I want to be used by God.
Abdi kersa dianggup Gusti.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh haleluya.
This is the right response.
Ye tanggapan usai.
And then it begins to happen.
Rasa eta ngawitan kajantenan.
The fuse is in place.
Kabel teh aya dinu tempatna.
The silver wire works.
Kawat berak tidamel.
The current arrives.
Aliran listrik duki.
And it is passed on.
Sareng dialirkeun.
And people will get saved.
Jalmi diselametkeun.
The glory of the Lord appears.
Satrasna Gusti muncul.
All flesh will see it together.
Saraya jalmi paris ningalina sasarangan.
Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Kumargi lambe Gusti parantos ngadawuhkeunana.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
What a wonderful word of God.
Hayu tekedah salempang ku ukuran.
Let's not worry about sizes.
Oh endah pisan pangan ka Gusti.
Who is the greatest?
Saha nu paling ageung?
Who is the smallest?
Saha nu paling alit?
This is all nonsense.
Sarayana teu mungkin.
It's not a matter of position.
Ya, sanes masalah kedudukan.
It is a matter of function.
Ya, teh masalah kegunaan.
That is what is true for the body of Christ.
Ya, nuleres kanggo salira Kristus.
Amen.
Amin.
It's not a matter of altitude, it's a matter of attitude.
Ada masalah tempat nuluhur, nanging masalah sikap.
I don't care what my title is.
Abdi henteu merhatoskeun gelar abdi.
But I want to function like a fuse for God.
Nanging abdi hoyong guna sapertos kabeh kanggo Gusti.
I want to be a power conductor.
Abdi hoyong janten konduktor kawasa.
I want to pass it on.
Ngalirkeun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus saves.
Yesus nyelametkeun.
I had the privilege to preach in a single year in Africa to 8 million people face to face.
Abdi kenging kesempatan kanggo khutbah secara langsung dina sataun di Afrika di payuneun 8 juta jalmi.
And of these 8 million people, 2 million people responded to the call of salvation.
Dina 8 juta jalmi, dina 8 juta jalmi ieu 2 juta jalmi masian tangkapan panyaur kaselamatan. Manhari pingah.
I went back to my team and joked a little bit.
Diwidi ka tim sekedik heureuy.
I said if Jesus keeps on saving people at this rate, one day the devil is going to sit alone in hell.
Corabi anu kami Yesus teras nyelametkeun jalmi kana tingkat ieu hiji dinten iblis baris calik nyalira dina neraka.
But I'm nothing special.
Nang abdi istimewa pisan.
I'm a man like you.
Abdi manusia seperti saderek.
God's finger is pointing to you.
Ramo Gusti nujur nunjuk saderek.
Even if you live in the smallest little village in the Ukraine.
Sawia saderek hirup di desa anu alit di Ukraina.
You shall become a power fuse for God.
Saderek baris janten kabel nu kawasa kanggo Gusti.
Turn that village around for Jesus Christ.
Sareng ngarobi desa kanggo Yesus Kristus.
I challenge you in the name of Jesus.
Abi nantang saderek lebet nami Yesus.
Don't hide behind 1,000 excuses.
Saking nyumbut dina ribuan alasan.
Say Lord, here am I.
Sarukeun Gusti abdi.
Here I am.
Di dia abdi.
I'm ready.
Abi siap.
I volunteer.
Abi nawiskeun diri.
Send me.
Utus abdi.
And the moment the miracle will happen.
Dina waktu sarita keneh mujizat baris kajantenan.
Power of God will come.
Kawasa Gusti baris lungsur.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Puji Gusti.
And in closing, let me say this.
Sareng salah ke penutup, izinan abdi nyeref
you. The fuse that works also gets a blessing.
Kabal nuri damal nampi berkah oge. Okay.
Isn't that true?
Sanes ieu teh leres.
That's why I get excited every time I preach.
Eta margina abdi sumanget dina khutbah.
Oh, I am aware of the current of the power of God.
Oh, abdi sadar kana aliran kawasa Gusti.
Jesus saves.
Yesus nyelametkeun.
Right now.
Ayeuna oge.
Jesus heals.
Yesus ngadamangkeun.
Right now.
Ayeuna oge.
Jesus breaks bondage.
Yesus matangkeun iketan.
Right now.
Ayeuna oge.
Jesus fills with the Holy Spirit.
Yesus minuhan Roh Suci.
Right now.
Ayeuna oge.
He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Anjeunna masihan sami kapungkur ayeuna sareng salamina. Abi terang.
I see it.
Abi ningali.
I feel it.
Haraos kenana.
That's why I preach it.
Eta mari kana abi ngutbah kenana. Dilapat nami Yesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
Some people say to me, Reinhard, why do you shout so loud?
Beberapa orang nyaris ka abdi, rehat kunaon saderek ngegerobok tari pisan.
I wondered myself.
Abi ngadeg heran.
I tried to behave a few times.
Beberapa kali abdi nyobian ngagaduan sikap nu sopan.
And it didn't work.
Naing teu hasil.
And then all of a sudden I knew.
Ras dak tumadak abdi terang.
You know when I see how Satan torments humanity.
Sarek terang watas abdi ningali kumaha iblis nyiksa umat manusia.
I cannot purr like a cat.
Abdi tetiasa kerek sapertos ucing.
I want to roar like a lion.
Abdi hoyong ngakrem sapertos singa.
Jesus saves.
Yesus nyelametkeun.
Jesus save.
Yesus nyelametkeun.
Jesus save.
Yesus nyelametkeun.
Come on, check your fuse.
Mangga parios kabel saderek.
And if you are unblessed and dry.
Mami saderek henteu diberkah sareng tandus.
And cold and boring.
Tiis sareng ngabosenkeun.
Then renew your faith in Jesus Christ.
Renewkan dari iman terek di lebet nang Yesus.
Preach the word of God without compromise.
Bagikan pangani ke Gusti hanta kompromi.
And the Lord will confirm it as such.
Gusti baris neguhkeun.
If we preach the gospel just 50%, we will have 50% result.
Umpan urang ngadukeun Injil mung 50% urang kinging hasil 50%.
Reach it 100% and we will have 100% result.
Nepi ka 100% urang baris kinging hasil 100% oge.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan ka Gusti.
Jesus is here.
Yes, aya di dieu.
The finger of God is here.
Karajan Gusti aya di dieu.
Touching you.
Majama sadere.
Get going.
Ayo angkat.
Do something for Jesus Christ.
Ngalapkeun anak kanggo Yesus Kristus.
Current will begin to flow.
Tungkap ka Gusti sadere.
You will be changed first.
Nungawitan sadek baris dirubah.
Whether man or woman doesn't matter.
Tanas masalah pamengket sareng istri.
It doesn't matter.
Eta henteu janten masalah.
And then you will see your area change.
Sadek baris ningali daerah sadek dirubah.
Let me close with this.
Ijinan abi nutup ku ieu.
I arrived in Africa.
Abi dugi ka Afrika.
In the Central African Republic to be exact.
Nupasna di Republik Afrika Pusat.
And there was the national evening news wanting an interview with me.
Ya warta nasional wengi ieu anu hoyong ngawawancara abdi.
And their first question to me nearly bowled me over.
Patarasan aranjeuna anu ngawitan ampin ngajungkir balikeun abdi.
They said to me, "You've got women preachers in your team. How can you allow women to preach?"
Aranjeuna nyaros ka abdi, saderek ngagaduhan pangkhotbah istri tina tim saderek, kumati asa saderek ngantepkeun pangkhotbah istri.
And you know, I thought, now I can't start a Bible study here because I only got a few minutes.
Saderek terang, abdi ngimut, ayeuna abdi teu tiasa ngawitan pemahaman Alkitab di dieu, kumargi abdi mung tiasa king sabaraha menit kanggo nyaros.
What must I say now?
Abdi nanada dina lebet manah, abdi nyarios ka Gusti, naon kedah disaurkeun, naon kedah disaurkeun ayeuna.
My brain doesn't work, I'm tapping others resources.
Lek terang abdi pingah pisan di mana iraha bae utek abdi henteu didamel, abdi nepak sumber sanes.
Moment of spirit of God touched my.
Maksud sarita roh suci ngajamah manah abdi.
I said to that gentleman, "Oh sir," I said, "that's very simple."
Sora abdi ka eta pamegat, "Oh juragan, eta sederhana pisan."
We are a group of evangelists.
Sadek terang abdi kelompok penginjil.
I said to him, if I was a man drowning in a river, I wouldn't worry whether a man or a woman would throw me the lifeline.
Sora abdi kanjen ayan bami abdi saurang pamegat dikrolek di walungan abdi moal hariwang naha pamegat atarapi istri nuparis nulungan tali
pasalmatan.
Haleluya.
Isn't that the truth?
Sanes eta teh leres.
We are not here as the flavor of the month.
Orang aya di dieu sanes kanggo nyenangkeun jalmi.
We are not here, you know, just to celebrate a party.
Orang teu aya di dieu saderek terang mong kanggo ngayakeun pesta.
The church is not a pleasure boat. It is a lifeboat.
Gereja sanes kapal pesiar, gereja teh kapal nu nyalametkeun.
Every man and woman on board are needed.
Setiap pemegat sareng istri dina kapal diperyogikeun.
To throw out the lifeline.
Kanggo ngaluarkeun tali kasalametan.
Preach the gospel.
Nyugikeun Injil.
Man or woman.
Pamegat atanapi istri.
Boy or girl.
Lalaki atanapi awewe.
Jesus is faithful.
Yesus setia.
His power will flow.
Kawasana baris ngalir.
You and I, we will be conductors.
Sadayak sareng abdi janten konduktor.
Out of his fullness.
Ngalimpah dina kapinuhanana. Urang sarayana nampi.
Grace upon grace.
Si kurnia, kasih kurnia.
Strength upon strength.
Kekiatan sareng kekiatan.
Power and more power.
Kawasa sareng kawasa nu langkung ageung. Ila pada Yesus.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
I'm going to pray for you now.
Abdi badan anda kanggo saderek.
I'm going to ask the Lord.
Beri nyuhunkeun anjeuna.
To just help you.
Kanggo nulungan saderek.
To become such a little fuse.
Dan kabel alit nusa pertos kitu.
Right there in Indonesia.
Pas di Indonesia.
Jakarta or Medan.
Jakarta tanapi Medan.
Oh, somewhere in China.
Tanapi hiji tempat di Cina.
Shanghai or Beijing.
Shanghai tanapi Beijing.
Or wherever.
Tanapi di mana bae?
Fuse for God.
Di kabel kanggo Gusti.
It may be a small fuse.
Pangitan kabel nu alit.
But the results will be awesome.
Nah, yang menghasilkan hal nu matak takjub.
In Jesus name.
Di dalam nama Yesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray for you who watches me on the screen.
Abdi nanadak kanggo saderek nu nyaksian abdi dina layar.
And I pray for all those that are here.
Sarang nanadak kanggo sadaya nu aya di dieu.
Let's stand and lift our hands to God.
Hayu urang adek sareng ngangkat panangan ka Gusti.
You may raise your voices as well.
Sarek biasa soantenan oge.
Let's just raise our voices for a few moments.
Hayu urang agarowo ka Yesus.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you are the source.
Duh Gusti, anjen teh sumber.
You are the fountain.
Anjen teh cinyusu.
You are the generator.
Anjen teh generator.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Abdi bersyukur tina lebet manah abdi.
That your finger is pointing at us now.
Yen ramu Gusti nunjuk ka abdi sadaya ayeuna.
The finger of God is touching us now.
Ramonan ujung ngajamah urang ayeuna.
And we respond to that touch, to that call.
Urang malas jamahan eta panyaur eta.
In the name of Jesus we renounce all unbelief.
Dalam nama Yesus kami sadaya ngalepaskeun ka henteu percantenan.
In the name of Jesus we renounce all fear of man.
Dalam nama Yesus kami ngalepaskeun ka sieun ka manusa.
In the name of Jesus we accept the word of God.
Dalam nama Yesus kami sadaya nampi pangadika Gusti.
In the name of Jesus we renew our faith in the word of God.
Dalam nama Yesus kami ngalereskeun iman abdi dina pangandika Gusti.
And I thank you Lord that your glory will appear.
Abdi puji syukur Gusti yen kamulianan abadi sia.
The shackles will break.
Di mana borogot baris lepas.
That people will be set free.
Yami baris dibebaskeun.
We lift up holy hands.
Abis ada yang angkat pandangan suci.
For the salvation of this world.
Kanggo kaslametan dunya ieu.
In the name of Jesus.
Dalam nama Yesus.
The kingdom of God is coming with power and glory.
Kerajaan Gusti rawuh sareng kawasa sareng kamulyaan.
In the name of Jesus.
Dalam nama Yesus.
The kingdoms of this world.
Kerajaan dunya ieu.
They have become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ.
Anjeuna parantos janten karajaan Gusti urang sareng Kristus.
And He shall reign forever and ever.
Anjeuna baris marintah salamina sareng salamina.
In Jesus' name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
In Jesus' name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
In Jesus' name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God is here.
Roh Gusti aya di dieu ayeuna.
How many of you have received the blessing tonight?
Sabaraha seuri anta bisa derek nu parantos nampi berkah. Amin. Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
Power contact us for Jesus.
Konduktor kawasa kanggo Yesus. Herik ya kacang kiai.